Yes, sir, from the National Guard Armory, it's Grand Ole Opry time. Washington, D.C., and here's the star of our show, Red Foley.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you. Hi, great day of the morning. Well, sir, get these microphones set around here so we can get up to them. Hey, what a crowd. Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn. Her smile was like an angel, dear. She was her daddy's only daughter on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said, no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. Hey, let's go, everybody! From above, I fell in love the night I saw her on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said, no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. Well, sir, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. And Mr. Connie B. Gay tells me that this broadcast is going to be played, or going to be broadcast, rather, to the boys in our armed services. And the Armed Forces Radio Service all over the country is going to carry our little broadcast tonight. So we don't want the boys over there who are having a little rough luck right now to think we're having too big a time, but our hearts are with them all, isn't it, huh? Yes, sirree. You bet you do. I know that I shouldn't spend very much time out here talking about the various people that we have on the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night, but here's a young man that you can't say too many things about, that is nice things. A boy that we think is one of the most wonderful, just plain old everyday country boys, farm raised and hand-spanked, as the saying goes. One of the funniest boys, we think, in this great land of ours. We sometimes refer to him as the Clark Gable of the kitchen table, but we like to think of him as just plain old everyday Rod Bransfield. Huh?
Thank you, Miss Foley.
Hi, Shorty. Stop that.
Thank you, Miss Foley, for them kind words.
Blind as a bat.
Thank you, Mia.
Much obliged for the kind music. Hi, dear friend. Glad to see you all tonight. I'm glad to be here. Wished I'd have been here sooner. Would have, but I had to rock a baby. I run out of rocks. Hope everybody's having a good time. I didn't get to come down here with Mr. Foley and the rest of them when they come. They all flew over here in an airplane. I don't fly much. I love to get high, but not that high. Just wait till after 12 o'clock and see what happens. Yeah, sure, I had to come down here to Washington on the train. I went down to buy my ticket at the depot, and I asked a feller.
Okay!
All right, buddy. I don't know whether to talk to this one, that one, or that one. So I'll just talk to all...
President of the
talk to this?
Yeah.
Lively little devil, ain't it? To be so little, I'll swear. Glad to know you, Mike.
Stay with us, Shorty.
I had to come to Washington on a train, and I bought my ticket. I went up to the depot, and a feller behind the cage there, I told him where I wanted to come to, and he says, well, do you want a Pullman? And I says, yeah, I guess I do. I guess so. Tell you the truth, I didn't know what he's talking about. I didn't want him to find out I was doing. So I just bought it. I got on train there, and they turned me over to a dark-complected feller there named Mr. Porter. Well, sure, Mr. Porter took me down through the train, and I come to find out I'd bought me a little stall up there in the side of the train I was supposed to sleep in, the little pallet made on a shelf up there. Wasn't room enough to cuss a cat without getting her in your mouth. He called it a berth. Berth. That's what he called it, a berth. I had a berth on the train there. It's all the way from Nashville here. It was very small, very small. It had a ladder going up to it, and I climbed up this ladder to get in my berth, and there's two young ladies laying there in my bed. I looked at them, I didn't say nothing. They didn't say nothing neither. I guess we talked that away for two or three or four minutes, sir. Finally, I told him, I said, I say, boy, all right, I'm doing the best I can, buddy. I finally told him, I says, girls, you're going to have to get out of there. That there's my bed. One of them looked up at me and says, well, we're in here now. What are you going to do about it, Shorty? I says, well, one of you's going to have to get out of there. Well, I finally got him out of there, and I got up in that place trying to get my britches off so I could go to bed. I'll swear I've got new shoes and didn't know it. I got up in there wrestling with my britches, trying to get them off so I could go to bed, and the first thing I knowed, I had my neck rammed out the window about that fur, and some fool hung a mail sack on it before I could get it back. Well, sir, we got up to, we got way up the line there, I don't remember where it was, somewhere up here in Virginia where they have horse races anyway. Had to lay over there about 4 hours, and I had a lot of time to kill there, 4 hours to kill. Now, I went out to the racetrack. Y'all excuse me, friends, for scratching, but I'm the only one that knows where I'm itching. I went out to the racetrack. I don't care much where I itch, neither. I went out to the racetrack there, and I was standing up there at the thing there, and the horses was getting ready to run, and there's prancing back and forth. And I noticed an awful pretty young lady sitting right close to me there, and she kept tugging at her clothes and pulling at her clothes and pulling at her clothes. After a while, she turned around to me and says, Mister, have you got a safety pin? I says, no, ma'am, I sure ain't. Just about that time, fella up in that booth shot a gun and hollered, they're off! She fainted. I stood around there for an hour and a half, and I never did find out what was the matter of that poor woman. But while I was standing there, this old boy from my hometown walked up to me. Old boy from my hometown walked up to me. I didn't hardly recognize him when I seen him. Yeah. old boy named Bill Morgan. He's from my hometown, Hornwall, where I come from. It's a little town down in Tennessee down there. It's a very small town. In fact, it's very small, and the population never changes. Every time a baby's born, somebody leaves town. This old boy walked up to me and him got to talking about when we was kids in school together there at home. I never will forget one time, me and him and another old boy, Troy Dobbs, his name. We was sitting in the schoolhouse, and our teacher was writing up on the blackboard with a piece of chalk. And all of a sudden, Bill sitting there says, "Teacher, you've got a run in your stocking just above your knee." She says, "You get your books, boy, and get out of here and go home. You're expelled." He got his books and went home just like that. In a few minutes, she was writing again on the blackboard, and Troy was sitting there. Said, "Teacher, I see your garter." She said, "Now you get your books and go home, too." He got his books and went home just like that. About that time, she dropped her chalk and reached over to pick it up. I just picked up my books and went on home. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very kindly for listening to my mess here. Got so much show in store for you, I'm going to get away from here. With the help of these boys, I'm going to do something I hardly ever do. My tonsils don't backfire and slap the taste out of my mouth. I'm going to sing. Here it is, a little song entitled, "I'll Never Forget the Day That Bumblebee Backed Up to Me and Pushed." Be kind to your web-footed friends. A duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to your friends in the swamp, for they live in the gosh darn dump. Now you may think this is the end. Well, it is. Thank you. Hey! Hey!
Thanks a lot to you, friends and neighbors. I tell you what, Missouri, you've heard of that state, haven't you? We have a friend of ours here from Missouri, makes his home here permanently. We'd like you to meet him, the Jordanaires. The Jordanaires. Boys, come out here. Yes, sir. Hey!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Jordanaires Quartet from the Grand Ole Opry. But originally, we are from Missouri, as Red Foley said, and we're very proud to say that we are. Knowing that we've got a friend of ours up here in the state capital, in the national capital, rather, President of the United States. We're going to get right into our first number, and we hope that you'll enjoy what we have to offer tonight. I'm going to adjust the microphone just a little bit here. And there's something you wanted to say, Bob?
Yes, I was supposed to make this announcement.
Oh, yes. All right, go ahead.
Next week, right here in this auditorium, following Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I thought that was an important announcement. You know, Well, we're going to get right into the first number. It's entitled, "Lead Me to That Rock."
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than thou? Lead me to that rock. Lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, when you go down to yonder hole to search among the sheep,
my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, you'll find him there, so I've been told that those he loves to keep,
my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than thou?
why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Though it's been a shelter for me,
why don't you lead me
to that rock, to the rock that's higher than I?
Lead me to that
rock that's higher than I.
Receive such a fine reception. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful group of people. What a large crowd we have here tonight at this big armory here in Washington, D.C. Don't you agree to that, Bob? What a wonderful crowd we're having. No kidding. A large crowd.
Wonderful crowd. This place reminds me of I went to school, and this reminds me of
the auditorium. You
went to school? The auditorium we had.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to a country school, and we had an auditorium something like this. I visited one of the schools here in Washington last week, and they study about different things than they do back when I went to school. They were studying about the Freedom Train. You know what the Freedom Train is? That's a train that runs from Washington to Reno. You know, one day when I was in school, a teacher says, "Bob, who shot Abraham Lincoln?" He says, "I didn't do it." She didn't like that for some reason. She said, "I want you to go home and get your dad and bring him up to school." Well, I went home and I got Dad and I brought him up to school. She says, "Mr. Hubbard, I asked your boy just the other day who shot Abraham Lincoln." He says, "I didn't do it." Now, what kind of an answer is that? My dad looked at her for a minute and he says, "My boy's an honest boy. He says he didn't do it, he didn't do it."
Bob, come here just a minute. Maybe you can help me out with something. Maybe you can do it right. There's a wireless message coming in right now over the wireless, and we want you to get it down. If you got a pencil and paper, hurry up and get a pencil and paper, and we'll write this message down because it might be a very important message for everybody that's here tonight. I want everybody to hear it. You ready? Here we go. Here it comes now. Ready? Did you get that down? All of it? Okay, here comes some more. Ready? Here we go. Write it down. Get that down? All the message? All right, now it might be an important message for everybody here tonight, Bob. Be sure and read it back right. You ready to read it back now? All right, read it back. Last Saturday night, everybody on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry sang the number that they felt was the best seller in records for the past year, for the year of 1950. Well, we specialize in spirituals, the Jordanaires, and so we'd like to sing one of our spirituals that we think was our best seller for the last year, and it's one that we really like to sing. We use five voices, and it's called "I Want to Dig a Little Deeper in the Storehouse of His Love."
I want to dig a little deeper in His love, dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to dig. Dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper.
storehouse of his love.
Get-togethers would be quite complete unless we had a square dance to go along with it. And we've got the Ralph Case Championship Square Dancers here with us tonight. And just as soon as they get the stage set here and get all the equipment moved over just a little bit. Oh, I see they're going to dance over here. That's all right, boys. The Ralph Case Square Dancers. And you're going to really see some exhibition square dancing. Here's Buck Ryan and the fiddle and the Texas footstep. Here we go. Hey! Well, sir, I think Mr. Connie B. Gay had been announcing all week that we were going to have a surprise guest here tonight for you kind people. And, of course, this is real surprise to us, too. We didn't know he was going to be here because he used... Oh, now, wait a minute there. Who is that, a spy out in the audience? Anyway, he used to be down at the Grand Ole Opry with us and was down there a couple of years. We enjoyed him a lot. He's a great, great guy. He came here to entertain you folks around Washington, D.C. with Mr. Connie B. Gay. And now he's moved on up to Richmond, Virginia. But I'm sure that all you folks around Washington here are acquainted with the one and only... Grandpa Jones! Yes, sir!
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Awful proud to be down here with you. And I'm not going to take up too much time, but I'm going to start off by singing a little old tune that I've sung for y'all a lot of times, called Son, Get Up and Light the Lamp. I think I knocked one of your ma's eyeballs out. There it is. It's my horse up to my hack, buckle my banjo to my back. Buckle broke and the banjo flew. Son got the buckle and the banjo too. Uncle Lee's got the coon and gone on, gone on. Slipper did the angels wear, slipping and a sliding on the golden stair, golden slippers and a silver socks, dusting nickels in the missionary box. Uncle Lee's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Lee's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a train. Uncle Leaf was a good old soul, washed his face in a butter bowl, bumped his head on the mantelpiece, and fell right back in a bucket of grease. Uncle Leaf got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Leaf got the coon and gone on, left us licking up the tree. Hitch my horse up to my hat, buckle my banjo to my back, buckle broke and the banjo flew, Satan got the buckle and the banjo too. Uncle E's got game and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle E's got game and gone on and left us looking up trees. When he from told this world goodbye, he went to heaven to his home on high. Told St. Peter to make room. Here comes E from a fetching in the coon. Uncle E's got game and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle E's got game and gone on and left us looking up. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. I'll never forget where I learned that tune. I learned that from an uncle of mine that used to go to a lot of dances. They used to have dances around everywhere. And my uncle would go and he'd get a little too much to drink, you know, just like we might do tonight. Well, I remember one evening he went to one of them. They had a big dance, you know. And my uncle went and he got a little too much to drink. And he always walked home through the field. He'd cut through the field. Well, he cut through a little graveyard that night. And he was walking along, you know, and they had just dug a fresh grave there that day. And he couldn't see very well, you know. He couldn't have seen if it had been daylight. And he was walking along and he fell in that grave. Well, he couldn't get out, so he just laid down and slept there all night. Well, the next morning he got up a little bit groggy-eyed, you know. He got up and looked out and says, well, here it is, resurrection, and I'm the first one up. Red, it's awful nice being down here with you all taking up your time this
way. Hey, how about that surprise? That's wonderful, huh? Old grandpa coming back over here. And I want you to know, seriously, that he was as much a surprise to us as he is to most of you folks out there.
I'm just glad to be anywhere.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you very much, Red. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take care of a request down here. Somebody's... All right, here we go. I'm glad you said that because I'm in the right tune for it. Whoop! Yeah, yeah. Speaking, Fanny. Did he? Whoop! Yeah. Oh, Rattler was a good old dog, fine as he could be. Every night at supper, I believe that dog would see. Yeah, Rattler. Yeah, 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 Rattler, yeah. Stole old Rattler from the barn. Yeah, Rattler, yeah. Set her on three buzzard eggs and you hatch out one old crow. Here, Rattler, help, help, here, Rattler, help. Don't know Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, help. Woo! Help, 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 give. Grandpa had a muley cow. She was muley when she was born. It took a jaybird 40 years to fly from horn to horn. Here, Rattler, help, help, here, Rattler, help. From the barn, here, Rattler, here. I find them Blue Ridge Mountains, they're 47 miles round. Think I'll get me a sage axe and cut them mountains down. Here, Rattler, help, help, here, Rattler, help. Stall the Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler,
the one and only Grandpa Jones. Doggone, he come out here all by himself and just entertain the heck out of you. Well, sir, we wouldn't want to run off and leave you folks here without seeing a young lady that has sort of become a more or less a permanent fixture around the Grand Ole Opry. And, of course, when we say young lady and it has anything to do with Grand Ole Opry, you can only think of one girl. And that's the Princess of Grinder Switch, yes, sir. Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Thank you. Howdy! me not look like a monkey. The last ones I had looked just like a monkey, but the feller said he had to preserve the likeness. I'd like to tell y'all I'm proud to get to come back to Washington. I like not got to make this trip. My feller didn't much want me to come up here. He said you'll get up there and one of them fellas will run off with you. I wish they would. True words was never spoke through falser teeth, I tell you. No, I was coming in out there in front tonight, and there was two nice-looking fellas standing there, and one of them said to the other, when he seen me, he said, ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen? I haven't said, yes, she's ugly, but she may be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep. I haven't said, well, let's skin her. I just come on in. I'm used to having folks pay me compliments everywhere I go. I didn't care. No, before I left home, my fella come over to see me, and we're sitting on the double settee, just me by him and him by me. We got a clock in our front room, makes me so mad it ticks slow. Every time my fella comes over to keep me company, sound like that old clock saying, take your time, take your time. I ought to get one of them fast ticking little clocks goes, get together, get together, get together. My feller says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl. Right there's my name, Minnie Pearl. That is why I call me that, I reckon. He says, Minnie Pearl, what would you do if you was to get off up there at Washington on New Year's Eve and run up on a bunch of them handsome Washington fellers that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat? What would you do? I said, I reckon I'd be all time dropping my hat. But I ain't had no trouble yet, though. I'm still a-hoping. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent a healthy evening. Before I got ready to come up here, I asked Mammy what was to say. I didn't know what to say. I ain't never been around much. Except that time I went to town, leaned over to tie my shoe, and got caught in a revolving door. I made 300 round trips in that thing before I could get out. She says, whatever you do, don't mention nothing about the weather, because men ain't looking for information. I said, well, what are they looking for? She said, I don't know, child, but whatever it is, you ain't got it. Well, sir, I'll tell you. Seeing all these fellas, these servicemen here, I sure do love to see them, too. I'll tell you, my cousin Elmer, he's been over in the South Pacific, and he's telling me about girls over there that dance them hula, 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 hula dances. He got engaged to one of them girls. She wiggled out of him. And I said, well, how do them girls dance the hula dances? And he says, that ain't hard to do. He says, all you do to dance the hula dances, you just tie a bunch of hay around your waist and a bunch of oats around your neck and then just rotate the croppers. Well, you know, I wished I'd have brung my brother with me. I wanted y'all to see him this New Year. He looks awful well. We've cut his hair off now. You can see his eyes. He's got the friendliest eyes. They're all time looking at one another. Has to lay on his back to look downstairs. Every time he cries, tears roll down his back. He looks a whole lot better than he did last year along about hog killing time. He fell off and got so thin we had to starch his underwear to hold him up. Well, I've got to sing now. If these handsome fellers will come up here and give me a charge, please. I'd like to rip off here with a few sweet spasms of comfort and joy. I'd like to sing out there and call jealous hearted me, please. In about the gear D. Let her flicker fly. You. Woo! I tell you right now, you reckon when they took out my tonsils, they took my vocal cords out, too, you reckon? I ain't been singing as well ever since. You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my fella be. I'm jealous, jealous-hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Now I've got a man and a bulldog, too. My man don't fight, my bulldog, too. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
thank you. Rodney. Rodney,
come
here. Yeah.
Nobody to find us.
I don't want nobody to find us.
I ain't gonna do it.
Why ain't you gonna play?
I ain't gonna do it.
Why not? Why not, Rodley?
Well, after all, it's just a kid's game.
Not the way I play it.
Here in a little while. Right now, Mr. Carnegie Gay said that I better earn my supper out here, so we thought, inasmuch as we haven't got too much time, that, and this is the very tail end of 1950, that we just put together a whole lot of numbers here and just sing a little dab of them, of the numbers that's been mighty good to us through the year 1950, and thanks to you folks for making them that way. Some of our recordings that you folks have accepted, and we hope maybe that you'll recognize one of your favorites. Here we go, huh? Gonna get out my sycamore, shine out my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on sway back neck, came home winter with a plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew-foot drag, swing your heart into the sugar-foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a stick and a sag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugar-foot rag. Somebody's crying somewhere. Somebody's heart is blue. Somebody's crying. And she knows I'm crying too. In the heart of Dixie in Alabama, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody starts rocking and shuffling their feet when a bass starts playing that solid beat. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound. Oh, every step of the way, my darling, walk along side by side, every step of the way, my darling, we'll let true love be our guide. Down to New Orleans, down the river, flowing down to New Orleans. Have you ever passed the corner of Fourth and Grand, where the small rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Now it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hippity-hoppity-hippity-hop. He opens up the business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Here goes, now listen to him. Let it go. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Want to go once more?
Go on.
Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. Thank you, friend. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, sir, it's been a lot of fun being here with you. We're going to be back a little later on with another little bit of a show here. And so you folks, if you haven't got anywhere else to go, stay around, will you? Now, Mama don't allow that hot music played around here as you hear the boy. Mama don't allow that hot music played around here.
We don't care what Mama don't allow the hot music.
They're going to play it anyhow, they said. Now, Mama don't allow that hot guitar played around here, boy. Mama don't allow that hot guitar in here. Now, he don't care what your Mama don't allow. He's going to play his hot guitar anyhow. That's Grady Martin. Let's give him a nice hand for all this. Hey! Look at that boy! Yeah! Now, Mama, don't allow that bass played right here. Mama, don't allow that doghouse played in here.
Now, we don't care what Mama don't allow. I'm going to play this cat house in here.
Hey, that's Ernie Newton. Let's give Ernie Newton a nice big hand. Huh? Now, Mama don't allow that steel guitar in here, boy. Mama don't allow that steel guitar in here. Well, he don't care what your Mama don't allow. He's going to play a steel guitar anyhow. Little 19-year-old boy, Billy Robinson, right here. Now, Mama don't allow no quartet singing right here. Now, Mama don't allow that quartet singing in here.
Oh, please.
No.
Well, we don't care what your Mama don't allow. We're going to sing anyhow. Here we go.
In the skies, the bright stars glitter on the bank of pale moon shore. And just from that diner's pretty party, I will see in Nellie Hall.
Now, Mama don't allow no dancing done around here. Mama don't allow no dancing done around here. Well, they don't care what your Mama don't allow. They're going to do the dance anyhow. Rod and Minnie, hi, huh? Yay!
Let me help you, huh?
Let's give him a nice hand. He's coming, Bella boys. And
They're going to start things up here.
Oh, here's Red.
Honey, I was back there. I'm going to help some of the folks celebrate the new year. You know, now in Nashville, Tennessee, we got 5 minutes to go here. So in 5 minutes, we're going to celebrate our new year. So you folks have all had yours about 55 minutes ago. So in about 6 minutes here, well, then we're going to celebrate our new year up here on the stage. But, Brady, will you get a little introduction?
Sunday. Oh, today is Sunday.
Oh, wake up in the morning with my head on the floor where I left it Saturday night. Making up my mind and never said no more.
I just wanted to let that nup a little dab so the man over here could hear me.
Oh.
We're on tape.
Oh, are we?
You've been on television, ain't you?
Yeah, I didn't know we was on
tape. Have you ever been on tape?
I didn't know we was on
well,
tape.
Well, by net, you're on it now, buddy.
We are.
Mr. Foley,
sir,
I'm so mad. I'm just so mad. I'm just plumb mad.
Yeah?
I ain't never been this mad, I don't think. Somebody squirted the squirt gun at us then. I'm just plumb mad.
What are you mad about?
Huh?
What are you mad about?
Well, I was walking down the street there this morning here, see?
Yeah.
When we got here. And a fella walked up to me and says, "Hey, are you Rod Brasfield?" I says, "Yes, sir. I'm afraid I'm guilty." He says, "Well, is everybody in Hornwall crazy like you?" I says, "Yeah, they may be, but they don't stand around in droves like they do up here." Boy, I cut his water off. I tell you that. I sure got him now. Howdy, friend. I'm glad to get to be here with you good folks tonight, but I don't feel good. I'm sort of puny. I woke up this morning sort of puny, and I'm still... sort of puny. I've been puny since last year, plum till this year. I'm still puny. Got up in the hotel and I went downstairs to the druggist down in the drugstore in the bottom of the hotel there. And I says to him, I says, Doc, there's something the matter with me. He says, well, I don't know what's the matter with you. He looked at my pulse and felt of my tongue and he says, I don't know what's the matter with you, Rod, but I can tell you what to do for it. And he gave me a 25-cent bottle of castor oil, told me to take it and go back upstairs and go to bed and stay there all day. I don't know where that fool went to school, but he's got a lot to learn. Okay, I don't know how many of you good folks here. I thought y'all was laughing at me for a minute. I went down in the country down there at Hornwall last week where I was raised, Hornwall, Tennessee. I got an uncle that lives out on a farm. He's got a big farm out there in the country. From Hornwall, you sort of go that way. You, if you ever been there, you'd know where I'm talking about, because you sort of bank to the right there. You couldn't miss it unless there's a boxcar sitting in front of it. It's a good little town, Hornwall, down there. My uncle's got a chicken farm down there, raises chickens. And every year he's just got a flock of chickens, and this year he didn't have many chickens. And I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me about his chicken farm. Said he had 150 old hens and didn't have no rooster at all. Said one day he throwed all them old hens over in his wagon bed and started out making the rounds of all the neighboring farmers trying to buy him a rooster and couldn't find a dad-busted rooster nowhere. There was a shortage of roosters at that particular time. But before he got home, somebody sold him one of them old talking paw parrots. Said he took this old parrot, put it over in the wagon bed of them old hens and started on home. And he said he got nearly home. And he heard a funny racket and he looked back and here's all them old hens walking up the road following this wagon. This old parrot sitting up on the end gate of the wagon saying, now when you old hens change your minds, you can ride.
Happy!
What in the cat high is going on there? Yo! Happy New Year.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, no, come on back here. Come on back here.
Yeah. I thought you...
Look what time it is, see?
Huh?
12 o'clock in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, in Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Flitter, I was going by Washington time. I can't find it. I've got it somewhere.
Got it?
I do, ma'am. That's why I'm tipping my hat.
You got a picture?
Huh? Yeah. No, I don't need a picture.
What I want to know is why you're tipping your hat to this lady down here.
Huh?
Why are you tipping your hat to this lady down here?
You mean I don't know her?
Well, I don't think you do.
Well, my brother knows her.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yeah, and it's my brother's hat. I'm going to read this. We ain't got a dab of sense, I swear, man. Friends, I'm going to read something to you here. It won't take but a minute. Who done that? Lord, lay off them. This morning, my wife, bless her heart, was in the kitchen whooping up some eggs for breakfast there. And she's got a little radio back there in the kitchen. And I always take my morning exercise over the radio, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10, 2. And this morning I was writing it down as it come in on the radio there, and my wife back there in the kitchen with her little radio, was getting a cake recipe off of the radio, and I think I heard hers and got it mixed up, sort of. Here's what it says. It says, lie flat on your back and grease your pan well. Place your hands on your shoulders and inhale deeply 1 teaspoonful of baking powder. Pour 2 tablespoons full of salt between the movements of arms and legs. Always sit in an upright position so your batter won't spill. Raise and lower your arms and mash 3 hard-boiled eggs in a sieve. Get the perspiration coming freely from the whites of 2 eggs. Throw your arms above your head and shove your pan in the oven. Happy New Year.
Well, say, old Rodney, doggone. Look at these guys. The cops are after him. What's the matter with them? Yeah. Well, you folks that were here a while ago, you know who we're going to bring up here now, because you've already seen us move the piano out here. 4 boys that sing the old barbershop songs, the spiritual, sacred songs from the good state of Missouri, the Jordanaires. Boys, come on out here. Yes, sir. Front and center. Sing them a mess of good.
Mighty old river, to pass sweet forever, let that new way roll gently, come to your shore intently. Someday we must cross your bones along Jordan, roll on the river deep and wide. My home is on the other side. The one reaching that home, so roll on Jordan.
You're the last river that a God has banned to
cross. Roll on, roll on, Jordan. There's a river rolling deep and wide. Paradise is on the other side.
Heaven is waiting
when the soul life is o'er.
Forever
I'll abide.
Oh, roll on, mighty old river,
too
fast, sweet
forever. Let
no wave roll gently, guard your shore and tell me someday we must cross your bones or roll on, Jordan.
Roll on, oh river, deep and wide. My home is on the other side.
When the river will bring the carry,
so roll on, Jordan.
You're the last one river that a God has meant to reach that mansion on the promised land.
So roll on, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I know you're quite crowded out there, and I know you have a lot of difficulty in applauding for the groups that are up here tonight. But if you'll remember one thing, if you're too close together, now everybody get this straight. If you're standing too close together to applaud this way, maybe you can always do it up and down like this, you know. Remember that applause. Thank you very good. Thank you. That applause really makes us feel good. The more you applaud, the more we're going to sing. It's just like saying sing them to a dog, you see.
How you do?
as I was saying, we do have some good numbers here we're going to sing for you. Get right into them as quickly as we can. And now, is there something you'd like to say, Bobby?
Yes, I have an announcement. I was
No, Bob, please, wait for that announcement. You got quite some time. I know you don't mind waiting. Thank you for volunteering to wait, Bob. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, we must get right on with the program. And now it's the Jordanaires singing one of our brand new records. In fact, it's our latest record out. I Want to Rest.
Oh,
I want to rest.
Hallelujah. Oh Lord.
Sir, that's Mr. Foley over there, you know. That's our favorite hillbilly singer. Yes, sir, you can buy his records. His Decca records, you know. Decca, that's where Mr. Foley can be bought. That's right. Sang the song. All right, we'll get right at it as soon as we can. We have some more numbers we're going to sing for you here, and we hope that you will be listening closely. How do you do? As I was saying, we have some numbers we ought to sing here for you. We hope we're singing the right numbers for you tonight. Is there something you would like to say, Bobby, right?
Yes, quickly? I have an announcement I'd like to make, please.
Well, go ahead. It's all right. Make your announcement.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Make your announcement and get it over with. Now, come on. Right quickly now. Hurry up. Come on, it's all right. Make your announcement.
Well, before I start talking, I would like to say something. It is a financial privilege to be here this evening. We have with us this evening a picture of the Jordanaires Quartet. But we carry this picture along with us. It helps feed us. It helps take us from place to place. That's the truth. It does help feed us. In fact, before we started selling these pictures, I was so bony that my dog buried me 3 times. We usually sell the picture for $0.50, but tonight we want everyone here to take a picture home, so instead of the regular price, it's been changed. It's
50 cents tonight, Bob.
50 cents if you'd like to have one of our pictures. Don't forget, the Jordanaires Quartet for 50 cents.
Thank you, Bobby Hubbard. Don't you think he's cute? Isn't he cute? Oh. I better leave this microphone alone. I keep getting a noise every time I touch it. We're going to get right into this next number. I meant to tell you a while ago that this number, I Want to Rest, was sang a while ago. What? I can't hear you. Yeah, I know. And I know her sister, too. That's right. We're going to get right on with the program now, and this is the other side of our Capitol record. On one side is I Want to Rest. On the other side is this very fast-moving Jubilee spiritual entitled Working on the Building.
Well, I'm working on
the building. Yes, I'm working on the building. Yes, it's a true foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
Better form a look.
I'll
never get tired. Working on the building. I'm going up to heaven. Getting my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building.
Yes, I'm working on a building.
It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the
bloodstain.
Back for my Lord.
I'll
never get tired. Working on a building. I'm going up to heaven.
To get my reward.
Well, sir, once more, that surprise guest. And I know you folks, I'm getting hoarse as I can be. Little horse, I'm a little pony. I know that you folks never get tired of hearing him, and especially since he's been gone from Washington, D.C. for a little while. So let's give him one more big round of applause and a nice welcome to Grandpa Jones. Huh? What do you say? The greatest guy you ever saw.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, Grandpa.
Thank you, Red. Thank you.
You ran?
Yes, sir.
You had a happy new year, buddy?
The best thing ever I've seen.
Best of you ever, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, here's a tune you all used to like. I don't know, maybe you will again. This is the way it goes. There's a big holler tree down the road here for me where you lay down a dollar or two. Sawed off and short, he measures about 4'2". He thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old mountain dew. Some brand new perfume, it had such a sweet smelling tune. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old mountain dew. Oh, they call it that old mountain dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll set up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old mountain dew. My brother Bill, he's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old mountain dew. Oh, they call me that old mountain dew. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to Thank you. I'd like to play a little tune here that gives a little advice to some of the young fellas here that might be a-thinking about hopping the broomstick or getting married, in other words. A little tune called I'd Rather Be Sunburnt on My Vacation Than Tanned on My Weekend. This is the way it goes. Now, love, it is a very funny thing. It catches the young and the old. It's just like a dish your boarding house has too many a man it's sold. Makes you feel like a freshwater eel, cause your head to swell. You lose your pride, your love is tried and empty, your pocketbook as well. Boys, keep away from the girls, I said, give them lots of room. Cause when you wet, they'll beat you till you're dead for the ball-headed end of a broom.
Thank you. Bye, George. You know, I have to turn that in a clean day. Right now, just a minute. I'm hoarse right now. I'll tell you what. I know that you folks want to see just one more little shot of the Vine Square. Ralph Casey Championship Square right here. So, Ralph, come on out here. And let's have a little tune here and see if they get all of you on the stage. Here we go, huh? Well, sir, some lady over here a while ago said she felt like she'd had a big enough time tonight, laughing. She'd had a wonderful time, said she felt in a little bit of a serious mood. And I think that even though we're having a wonderful time here tonight, that there's places around our great country that people are gathered in their churches tonight. And even though we're all, our hearts probably are with the boys who are in the service, we all have a right to celebrate New Year's Eve the way we feel like. And if you folks don't mind, for just a few people over here, we'd like to sing a little song that the Jordanaires helped me out with on a record, a little sacred song, and we'd appreciate your indulgence and your attention. Called Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thank you.
Even though we feel that it might be just a little bit sacrilegious to sing a sacred number when we're having a little dance, but, you know, that is a little bit narrow-minded, I think. I think that a sacred song has got a place anywhere. Anywhere. It doesn't make any difference. Yes, sirree. Well, sir, we want you folks to meet once more, and I know that you never get tired of her, at least that your mail and your applause and your laughter never seems to show it. If she's ready back there now, she just got out of the hospital about 2 weeks ago, so she gets around a little bit slow. Is she back there? You know who we're talking about, of course. Is she back there?
Yeah.
Cousin Minnie Pearl! Yeah!
Well, sir, I sure have been having a good time up here at y'all this year, New Year's Eve. I was standing over there in the corner just now when it was time to kiss your girl. I waited around over there for a while. I thought a bunch of fellas would just come over there and just make me kiss them. I tried and I tried. I tried to catch two or three as they went by, but I never was lucky enough. I don't care nothing about kissing fellers, no more than I do about breathing or eating. I reckon y'all think all I think about's just kissing. That's right. No, I tell you the truth. We played a kissing game the other night, and the way they played it, they'd draw a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella'd either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. One old boy said he didn't have no money with him, he'd pay me come Saturday. No, I tell you the truth, we've been having a good time up here. I want to tell y'all one thing, though, that happened. Tonight, when I come up here, well, I brought this dress along because I wanted to wear it. It's the first time I've wore it, and I didn't pay very much for it. In fact, I heard one fella say I must have got it for a ridiculous figure. My figure's my fortune. I just got my money invested in the wrong places. No, no, I tell you the truth. We've been having an awful big time at Grinder Switch this year past week since Christmas time and everything. My feller, he said he was going to get me something that had a lot of carrots. Thought he was going to get me a diamond ring. He got me a rabbit. But I don't worry none about my feller Hezzy. Oh, just before I come up here, he liked to have a fit. He really did. He said, I wish you wouldn't go up there to Washington. He said, that place is known all over the country for having more handsome fellas to the square mile than any place in the country. That's right. I tried just now to get me a second lieutenant. The first one got away. Oh, I tell you right now, We had a picnic over at Europe. We was in Europe last year in November. We went over there to entertain the armed forces. I didn't find an arm over there that'd force me into anything. And we was over there, and we was having entertaining at a place, and the girls' dressing room caught on fire. It did. It took 2 hours to put out the fire. Took 3 hours to put out the fireman. Took a whole day to get rid of the MP. Oh, to talk about them MPs now. They're real nice. They got my name on their sleeve, MP, Minnie Pearl, right on their sleeve. Well, I'd like to sing one here. If these fellas will come up here. Oh, I'd like to sing. I was going to dance, but I've got something wrong with my left knee.
Something wrong with your left knee,
Yes, I don't know what's the matter with my left knee.
Maybe it's old age.
Couldn't be old age.
Why?
Well, you see, both my legs the same age, and the other one don't hurt me. Lighthouse body sing. I'd like to sing that there and by the name of Jealous. No, I want to sing Careless Love this time.
That's my favorite song.
In about the gear D, fellas. Oh, love, oh, love, oh, careless love. Love, oh, love, it is such. Love, oh, careless love. To love the fella that don't love you. You can't pass by when to pass my door. Pass by when to pass my door. Pass my window, pass my door. But you sure can't pass by 44.
Minnie and Ernest Tubb made a record called Love Bug Itch, but I don't remember my part. Do you?
You don't?
When the love bug bites, you don't know where to scratch.
But keeps on biting and then begins to hatch.
It makes the whole field young, the poor feel rich.
It's just a little thing, it's called a love bug itch. Oh, I want me a feller. 23, one who's take the world of me, one who ain't never, ever, ever been hitched, a fella who's been took with the love bug itch.
When the love bug bites, you don't know where to scratch.
Oh, it keeps on the bite, then forgets to hatch.
It makes the old feel young, the poor feel rich.
It's just a little thing that's called a love bug itch.
Songs that we record, doggone it. I had a little request here that I've got to do for a lady that was kind enough, and she was real nice to us. She said she wanted us to sing. Oh, boy, I'm a little hoarse. You got the pig out, Ernie?
Yeah.
Huh?
You got the grunt. Who's going to grunt?
You the squealing pig. Where's the grunting pig?
Hey.
Huh?
Yeah,
he's the dancing pig.
He wants to.
All right, here's the squealing pig, the grunting pig, and the dancing pig. Here we go. Cincinnati dancing pig.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's do. I know what we want to do. Is Minnie and them back there, Jimmy? Somebody said we want to do Tennessee Saturday Night. Do you remember that about 2 or 3 years ago? Huh? All right, we'll do that.
Well, now you heard the story about the place I knew down in Tennessee.
friends and neighbors, we've about sung our throats out. And, of course, you've seen everybody that we've got down here tonight, and we sincerely hope that you've enjoyed our humble way in trying to entertain you folks. And from all the gang at the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry and myself and my little boys, huh?
They're not here.
And my little, I started to say boys and girls, but I haven't got any boys. From my little girls and my wife who's in the hospital tonight, we wish all of you a most happy and prosperous 1951, and God bless all of you. And may he take care of you. I wish I was able. You've been wonderful to us. Bless your hearts. Come and see us, will you? Down Nashville sometime. I've yelled my throat out tonight. I'm telling you, I've been kind of busy. Oh, give me some hominy grits. Some good old sugar, good ham. Give me a great big bowl of gravy. I'd be such a happy man. Let me up to the table, scoot over to everybody, and give me lots of elbow room. Well said, friends. A happy new year to all of you, and God bless you. Come and see us. For you. Bye. Bye, all of you. Bye.